You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special club takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Prachi Ray, co-founder of the National Ask an Undergrad organization and president of the Ask an Undergrad Queens chapter. Ask an Undergrad AAU is a national not-for-profit organization that is driven by its mission to help high school students to better understand university life and explore their post-secondary options. The AAU Queens Student Chapter, formed in September 2025, holds webinars and panel discussions, speaks with students one-on-one to answer questions about specific programs or the university experience, and partners with high schools to provide resources and mentorship to high school students in the Kingston area. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and today in studio for a special club takeover, I have Prachi, who is the president of Ask an Undergrad Queens.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Welcome. Ask an Undergrad, this is an organization that is at a few different universities or a handful of universities in Canada. How long has it been at Queens for?
It's actually brand new at Queens. So we just started in September of 2025. This is our first year of being active. And you're right, it's been active across Canada, a few other universities. But we are brand new at Queens and really just trying to get people to know who we are.
Okay. And what is Ask an Undergrad?
Yeah, of course. Ask an Undergrad is a national nonprofit organization. Really, the goal is to help high school students transition to university through peer-to-peer mentorship, just honest conversations with upper-year mentors, because the path to university is changing like every year. And we just want to make sure that high school students feel supported, because there's a lot of information out there, but sometimes the best advice is a friend who's just a few years older than you that can give you a perspective into what university is actually like.
Yeah, well, the lived experiences versus the brochure.
Exactly, exactly.
So you're the president. How did you end up getting involved with Ask an Undergrad, and why did it seem like something you wanted to participate in?
Yeah, I always love this question. Ask an Undergrad really started at the grassroots level in 2020, right around this time of the pandemic. Myself and a friend of mine had a few younger siblings in high school that were just struggling with the idea of transitioning to university during that time period. And we really just started as an Instagram page, Q&A format. Whoever has questions can just DM a group of friends and I. We can answer your questions. And we just realized that it really took off from there, that there was this gap or this untapped opportunity where high school students really wanted that sort of access to mentorship. So it started on Instagram, we became incorporated on the national level, and now we realized we really want to have more local impact, which is the reason for the Queens chapter as well as some of the other chapters that we have. We want to reach Kingston high school students and the community members that are here.
Hey, that's a fast progression in a short number of years. And I think absolutely, as you're saying, like this opportunity and this demand, I would imagine, for a service like this, where there are the questions you can ask your guidance counselor and the questions you can ask at recruitment events, but it's the day-to-day living, often those small things or those little things that get overlooked that can make or break an experience when you're starting out, you know, when it's very nerve-wracking.
Exactly. And everyone has their own experience. Some people love big universities. Some people love the small universities, some people love bigger programs, and it's just nicer to hear from one person that is like, yes, I woke up this morning, I have three classes, this is what it's like, and it seems more real from a high school perspective as well.
All right, so you've expanded beyond the DMs on Instagram. How are you reaching students now?
Yeah, we've found that now that we're sort of all functioning as best as we can outside of just the online world, we really try and go out to high schools in person and try to speak to the students there. So we're brand new, but we've been lucky enough to sort of visit a high school here in Kingston and talk to the students there and just answer their questions. We also try, one of our biggest initiatives is coffee chat, which is essentially high school students can just fill out a Google form, ask to be connected with a mentor, and then over Zoom or even in person, if that's a possibility, to just ask questions and get to know what life is like. So we've really expanded from the online help to more local outreach efforts.
Okay. And who's part of the club right now? How many members do you have? What's it been like building a brand new club in a way here in Kingston?
Yeah, it's honestly very exciting. I'm really happy to be working with the people that I do work with. We're very small. We have about 6 executive members and 5 general members. We're hoping to be ratified in the coming year. But we have our undergraduate students here who we have on partnerships, reaching out to high school students. We've got someone on social media, really getting the word out there. But they're all undergraduate students here at Queen's, and they're all passionate about helping the youth in Kingston.
So if people are listening, especially undergrads are listening to this and thinking like, this is something that I'd love to do, how do they reach out to you? How do they get involved and help expand that team that you're building?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely would appreciate so many more mentors because I know everyone's got great experiences to share. Our main platform is our Instagram page at the moment, which is Ask an Undergrad Queens Chapter. And you can search it by AAU_QU_ is the Instagram handle. And you can DM us there if you have more questions. We'll be putting out more information there in terms of signing up as a volunteer or signing up as part of our executive team as well.
So what do you have planned on the horizon? I know we're kind of wrapping up the end of school year soon, but I guess this might be a time when students are starting to have questions about where they want to go and making those decisions.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is the time period where students start debating, do I go to Queen's? Do I go to McMaster? Do I go to this program versus that program? So in terms of what we have on the horizon, we are hoping to have sort of a student panel event that will be promoted to high schools in Kingston through guidance counselors and the teachers at these schools to say that, you know, if you have any students that are debating between programs at Queen's specifically, they can sort of listen into this panel event or even just reach out to us on Instagram with their questions. And hopefully in the coming academic year, once we have a bigger team, we can put out more official events through the community and other schools.
And in the interim, if there are high school students that happen to be tuning in that might be like, oh, this could be the place to answer my questions, are there ways for them to reach out to you? Should they stay tuned for events at their school?
Yeah, the best way I think is our Instagram platform. We're very active there, and we also have a Google form that is linked in the bio of our Instagram where they can just reach out to us directly and we'll respond to them with their questions or if they want to be connected with someone directly.
I noticed that there was a panel event. Did it happen last year? Like there was a bunch of different universities involved. Do you want to talk about that and what kind of conversations were happening there?
Yeah, it did happen last fall, and it's one of our annual events that we try and put out where we have students from universities across Canada, and this event was more at the national nonprofit level. So these undergraduate students spanning different programs, science programs, business programs, engineering programs, as well as the arts, where they talk a little bit about their program structure, what made them choose it, and eventually just open it up to an open Q&A discussion. And it's in those events where you get those honest perspectives, where you get more updated perspectives as well, because the university landscape continues to change.
Are there regular or recurring questions that you seem to hear a lot, or is it very individual?
Yeah, there's definitely very individual questions. I think every high school student has their own worries about what is important to them and how they should be making decisions. I think the most common theme that we see is just how do you decide at the end of the day which program you want to choose? Because it's a big decision after high school to take on independent learning in a new environment often. So the number one question is always, how did you decide? Mm-hmm. And how can I decide in the end of the day? And all our mentors echo the same sentiment that it really depends on what your values are. For example, you know, if you want to be close to home, that's something that you should think about and don't discount that. Yes, you might have career aspirations down the line, but more importantly, do you want a smaller program or do you want something that is more specific to what you're interested in? I think sort of narrowing those big decisions down to what do you want life to look like in a year kind of helps people decide a little bit better. But you learn a lot through the university experience, as I'm sure you know, and everyone listening knows very much. It's always the how do you decide.
Right. And yeah, I think that's a good thing to keep in mind, because it is minimum 3, sometimes 4, sometimes more years of your life that you're spending in a particular city, in a particular institution. And if something's not jiving with what you're going to do, that can be really difficult to navigate, and it could impact your studies and being happy and finding a space that really works for you, I think will certainly benefit you in the long run. Do you provide training to mentors?
Yeah, whenever we take on mentors, we always do a little interview session just to ensure that we're taking on people that will be open and approachable and sort of helpful to these high school students, because we do work with a youth population. So we do make sure we screen for anything at that early stage. But yes, we also provide training when we bring on new mentors. Ideally at the beginning of September, we talk about what it's like mentoring a high school student. There's often some traps that, you know, I myself and many of us might fall into, that we just give answers like, this is what I did, this is what you should do as well, which isn't always the most beneficial when it comes to making decisions like these. So we always advise on how do you approach these conversations in an open manner? How do you explore what the mentee is experiencing and really reflecting back on them and their specific decision-making process? So our training is usually less than a week. It's usually one or two time workshop style training opportunities.
If people are listening that might want to help support your not-for-profit organization, is there a way that they can donate funds to help you grow the program?
At the moment, we have not registered as a charity organization, so there's no way to support financially, but we take all the support we can get in terms of just promotion and word of mouth, because I think we just want to make sure students are aware that we exist as a resource.
So speaking of, do you want to repeat what your socials are so that people can keep up with what you have going on?
Yes. So our Instagram is Ask an Undergrad Queens Chapter, which is AAU_QU_. And we also have an Ask an Undergrad National Instagram page as well, which you can follow. We also have our website, which is askanundergrad.com, and you can find some more information there as well.
What would ratification mean for you as a club?
Yeah, ratification is our big goal for this year. Essentially, it will mean more funding for our club and our organization so that we can host events for the students at Queens as well as for high school students. It means more access to funding, but it also means just more awareness of that we exist as a club and we get to collaborate with other clubs here at Queens and just continue to grow.
I mean, it seems like, I don't want to say a no-brainer, but it seems like an obvious fit and a great service to offer, a complement to things that are going on here on campus. And I would imagine too that there's a real benefit not only for the high school students that you're talking to, but also for the people that are doing the mentorship.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I always hear this from the mentors that join our team and really take it to make it what they want it to be. Like, we've had mentors that, you know, they advise the high school students, but they also decide they want to start their own project with Ask an Undergrad, their own sort of social media campaign. And the reward of mentorship itself is, I'm biased, but I think it's so satisfying just to be able to help someone through a conversation with your own lived experiences. It's such a small thing to share, but it can make such a beneficial impact. I've benefited so much as a mentee, mentor throughout my life, and I think it's just one of those threads that really help someone along.
So once again, you have forms up on your socials. So if you go to the Instagram and you're listening and you're interested, there is a form there that people can fill out. And you're looking for people for this fall?
Yes, exactly. We're looking to recruit members for the fall semester, but our forms are always open. So if you're listening now, or if you're listening in the summer months and you're thinking about how you want to spend your time for the upcoming academic semester, definitely fill out the form. We'll be in touch. And whether you want to be an active mentor, whether you will just want to mentor sort of more casually, we have a role available for you.
So differing levels of commitment.
Exactly.
And sounds like you can kind of dip a toe in and see if it's for you. And if you have more to give, then there's opportunity for growth there. Is there anything else that you want to add before we wrap up today?
No, I think I am just so grateful for the undergraduate students here at Queens. They've been so passionate, and we would just love to have more of them involved with our chapter.
Once again, Ask an Undergrad, check them out on Instagram. If you think that mentorship is something that you have the capacity for and you'd like to help make a difference in high school students' decision making, get in touch. And Prachi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization, and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.